Well, Wisconsin made a change to its deer hunting regulations when it said that if you're 6 or 60, you can hunt in Wisconsin without an age restriction. Todd Schaller is a chief conservation warden with the Wisconsin DNR, and he joins us this morning to talk to us about it a little bit. Good morning, Todd. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Now, deer hunters previously, deer hunters as young as 10 could get licenses to go out and hunt deer. Are deer hunters younger than 10 going to need to be licensed, or how does that work?
The mentored hunting program is where that change came into place, and it actually applies to hunting other than deer, but obviously deer is probably the most common and most popular. So basically, a person of any age can purchase a mentored hunting license. So they would purchase a deer license and then indicate that they're a mentor and or mentee, and then they would have to hunt with a licensed adult. They have to stay within arm's reach. They can have two guns between them if they want. That was another change that occurred, and that can occur at any age. So that's really the parameters behind this regulation change and the age change.
Now, I would imagine that conservation officers would have mixed feelings about the idea of younger hunters being allowed to hunt. Anytime that you perhaps need to respond to an accident in which perhaps a child has been injured, has got to be really life-changing for officers. And yet, of course, in this part of the world, we really have a strong hunting tradition, and it's kind of a family tradition that is sort of passed from generation to generation. How are the conservation officers that you talk to, how are they reacting to this idea?
Well, the interesting thing is that our hunting statistics and data really tell us that the safest hunting age group is really our younger folks. A lot of our hunting incidents and events occur with our, you know, older hunters, more experienced hunters. The young folks typically, again, from an accident trends data, are the safest cohort of hunters that we have.
So maybe more younger hunters need to start mentoring older hunters. Maybe we have this mentor-mentee relationship backwards, and the younger hunters need to be the mentors, and the older hunters, and they're in charge of keeping the older hunters perhaps in check.
That might be the way to go, and I think what happens is you get more comfortable as you get older and you do it more, and you forget the basics. And, you know, as new hunters, young hunters, you know, they're very thoughtful and cognizant of, you know, the safety tips that they have been taught, and they're very good at following. I've been with groups hunting personally where it's very obvious the young people know how to handle the gun, know where to point their muzzle, and the older people are the ones doing it. And you're right, the young kids maybe need to remind the older folks back to the basics.
Well, as anybody who has ever had a kid in school learn things about seatbelts knows, when you are young and you're starting to learn the rules and regulations for things, you really enjoy any and all opportunities to correct your elders and set them straight about, you know, rules like seatbelts and some of those other things. So I can definitely see where a younger hunter would have all this knowledge fresh in their mind and be anxious to impart that to the other people in their party.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then the other part of the mentored hunting is it's really that one-on-one experience. It's one mentor to one mentee. You know, that's a really great learning opportunity and a place to share information, remind folks, you know, hey, that's a safe shot, that's not a safe shot, and here's why. So that's really what that mentored hunting is about, is exposing them to the tradition and heritage of hunting in Wisconsin and certainly in Minnesota, very similar. But then, having that be a learning and educational experience also.
There, of course, are folks that reacted with horror at the idea of kids younger than 10 being out in the woods with firearms. Is that a question of people just not understanding what hunting is about, or do you think that perhaps some of their concerns might have a foundation?
I think a couple things. One is I think, you know, some of the headlines just said, you know, people can hunt at any age, and it didn't explain, unless you got into the article, it didn't explain necessarily that this is really a one-on-one mentored hunting opportunity. So that's a piece of it, kind of misinformed, misunderstood. And really what this rule change did is it put that control with the parents who know their children. Some children at 8, 10 are very mature, they're larger, and a hunting experience would be no question. There are others that, you know, maybe at 12 or 13 or 14, they reach that maturity point. It really puts that control back with the parent or the guardian.
Well, let's hope that we can trust the parents in that case then.
Absolutely.
Todd, thank you so very much for joining us this morning and explaining this a little bit, giving a little bit of clarification, as you said, to the headlines. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Todd Schaller is the Chief Conservation Warden with the Wisconsin DNR. He joined us this morning as our guest on Northland Morning.